Now, does anybody know what these are? I think we've got a gentleman in the front that comes across these from time to time in his work. I'll show you. You do this. I went to the pound shop the other day, and they didn't have any because they're in the summer, but I went to the card shop. Apparently you get these. You see them at your wedding. That's it. You never thought you'd see bubbles in this church, did you? We've had eggs in here and we've had people cutting ropes off, but it was okay. So, why are we showing these bubbles here? And, you know, you can see, we've seen them on holiday. We've been to Spain before. And as you walk along the seafront, the resort that we've been to, there's a chap there who's got a big bucket of bubbles and two sort of ropes and a stick on either end. And as the machine comes through them, you know, it sort of, they go and the kids jump through these things. You get these, I believe, at, been there once. You get these at, West Ham's football ground. You know, I'm forever blowing bubbles and the bubble machine comes up and they're everywhere. Bubbles. So why are we talking about bubbles? Well, it's amazing, isn't it, how much fun people can have with these little bubbles. Chase after them, you pop them and all the rest of it. And perhaps people think they bring them happiness. But of course, the thing with the bubble is that the minute you touch it, it pops. Or if you chase after it, which looks like great fun, there's hundreds of these bubbles, you chase after it, and it's often just out of reach. And as soon as it lands on the floor, it bursts. And I think that lots of people in our world are chasing after bubbles. They're looking for happiness in the wrong places. So perhaps people are chasing after money. An obvious thing, isn't it? An obvious illustration. Not anti-money at all. Use a little bit more myself. There's nothing wrong with money per se, but it certainly won't bring you happiness. You know, lots of rich and famous people that have been amongst the unhappiest you'll ever come across. And of course, once you've spent it, it's gone. Come into this world without any money and we leave without it as well. We leave it to other people. And what about food? What about food? Now, people sometimes are sad and depressed and they eat too much. And then after they've eaten, they're still sad and depressed and perhaps they've eaten too much. And what about those who are lonely? You know, perhaps those who are crying, those who are haven't got any friends. Perhaps everybody hates them. And there are a number of people out there, and perhaps they're looking for popularity, or they're looking for things in all the wrong places. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ has something to say for this. He actually says, he goes as far as this. He says that actually it may be better if you are poor. He says it may be better if you are disliked by other people. He said it may even be better if you are crying and if you are hungry. But why does he say these things? I'll just show you, because it seems remarkable that he says them, doesn't he? He says, this is Luke chapter 6, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake." So why does he say these things? Well, I think we could put it like this, that the poor don't depend or can't depend upon their own self-sufficiency, their talents, their capability, their riches. They have to look to the Lord to provide for them. The hungry, those who are hungering after God and his righteousness, they have come to realize, I think, that only God can satisfy their hunger. And what about those who are crying? Well, people chase after entertainment, don't they? But the thing is this, that fun or having a laugh is not the same as being happy. People sometimes are laughing on the outside, but they're crying on the inside. I've certainly experienced that myself. I don't know whether you have, that perhaps you've been in a crowded room, you felt lonely. And the thing is with crying, people have come to see perhaps that only the Lord Jesus Christ can give them that comfort when they are sad. And what about those who think they have no friends? Well, Jesus Christ offers to be a friend closer than a brother, a friend who will never let you down. So don't chase for happiness in all the wrong places. Don't chase after bubbles. Chase after the Lord Jesus Christ. Look for his righteousness. Look for his blessing. It's remarkable, this, that our sins can be forgiven. We can be assured that we have eternal life, that we can be at peace with heaven, that we can have a measure of power over the things that have baffled us up until this point, our sins. We can have a joy that no one else can have. It's remarkable. So I ask you this morning, have you experienced that? Have you tasted that the Lord is gracious and good? And if not, I urge you to do so. Don't chase after bubbles. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in what he has done upon that cross, where he has taken our punishment, what we deserve, in his body upon the cross, that we may be forgiven. Turn to him. Turn from your own ways and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're now going to sing our second hymn, which is number 398.